Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
I'm Israel Chai. It is 6:36. I'm Howard Feldman. A very, very good morning to you if you have just joined us. We continue to follow very closely what is happening in the Middle East, and particularly at the moment with regard to Iran. Donald Trump says surrender unconditionally. There's definitely been a shift. And the question is, what does this mean? I almost thought that I was going to wake up this morning to information that America had joined the fight in terms of some of the nuclear facilities. Well, where are we along this process? Professor Eitan Gil-Boaz is an expert on U.S.-Israel relations, senior research fellow at the Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security. Good morning. How are you?
Howard, I'm fine, thank you.
First of all, I guess the first question is it likely that Iran is going to simply surrender unconditionally?
This is what Trump is saying. This is what he demands from Iran. And this is an interesting concept that first appeared during the Second World War when Hitler was trying to negotiate terms for ending the war with the Allies. And the United States, Great Britain, and Russia told Hitler no negotiations, unconditional surrender. And for today, it means that Iran will have to give up on its demand to enrich uranium on Iranian soil. If you recall, this was the stumbling block on the road to agreement prior to the war. Trump demanded that Iran cease to enrich uranium on its own territory. Iran refused. And now Trump is saying, you have to give up.
Right.
You have to give up on your entire nuclear program, nuclear weapons program. And if you don't, then we are going to continue the war. He is inviting Iran for negotiations, but the purpose of that negotiation is no longer just some terms and conditions for Iran's nuclear program, but complete abandoning of that program. And Trump is saying, you are weak. You are losing the war with Israel, and therefore you have nothing to negotiate about. But yesterday, I think, the American National Security Council was meeting, chaired by Trump, and they were discussing three questions. Should the United States intervene in the attack on Iran rather than just providing help on defense, which the United States is currently doing? The second question is when to intervene. And the third question is how.
Right.
And yesterday, there were all kinds of signs that the United States is coming close to a decision to intervene. Trump said the other day, all of the people in Tehran should be leaving Tehran.
Mm. I mean, how possible? So,
this statement raised much apprehension in Tehran. And secondly, there was 30 refueling tankers, American tankers, arrived in the Middle East. 30 of them. They could be used for U.S. Attacks, but also for Israeli attacks. So this would be another stage in the United States participation, because right now Israel is refueling its planes by very old tankers. And the United States is also bolstering its military forces in the area. It has already one aircraft carrier, Carl Vincent, and another one is coming Nimitz. So the Pentagon said, the Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said, we are doing all of these steps just for defense, but they could be easily
used,
transformed into an attack posture. And
but what's interesting, what's interesting to me is that the highest part, the highest risk of any operation like this is the initial stages. When Israel launched this attack at the end of last week, that was the time at most risk. Anything could have happened. But the reality is that things go wrong. To some extent, Donald Trump has played this brilliantly for the United States, in that if he comes in now, he's doing so at a significantly lesser risk to his troops and to his country. And if it went the other way, he could step in and say, guys, enough, ceasefire, let's sit around a table and let's try and resolve it. Do you think that this was a deliberate strategy of his?
Absolutely. You are absolutely correct. I think that he didn't want this war. He was somewhat afraid of an American involvement in that kind of a war, had Israel been in big trouble. But obviously today we are in a different situation. He said Israel is winning. He told Iran, you are losing. And Trump always would like to be on the side of winners rather than losers. And people here, experts here think, politicians think, that the United States would not, that Trump would not miss an opportunity to deliver a knockout to the Iranian nuclear weapons program. And there are many things Israel is doing in the war in Iran, but there's one facility at Fudu that Israel can damage but not completely destroy. And this is only the United States can do that because it has MOB, the mother of all bombs. Right. This is like a 15-ton bomb that can penetrate hundreds of meters inside the mountain. This is where the Fudu facility is, and Fudu is the most important uranium enrichment facility in Iran. And so in order to knock out Iran and completely or substantially reduce its nuclear weapons program, it is necessary to take Fudu out of action.
So what is likely, if you were to predict the next 48 hours, do you see the United States entering this war?
Anything that you can predict about Trump is very risky.
Yes,
we have seen some signs of an American potential decision to intervene. I think that this war cannot go on more than, say, the next week or so. Just 1 week. First of all, because Israel is going to substantially damage the nuclear program and the missile facilities and the missiles themselves. This is one of the major goals of the Israeli war. And Israel today, you know, the economy here is not working. Yes. The airport is still closed. Although this morning we had the first plane coming from Larnaca, with, I don't know, about 200-300 Israelis on. So this operation is beginning to bring back home about 150,000 Israelis who are currently stuck in various places in the world. It's going to be done cautiously and slowly, just to prevent any dangers coming from Iranian missiles. But this is also part of the calculations, how long to continue the war. I think there is a good probability, and we can only talk about probabilities, that the United States will participate in the attack in the next, I don't know, 2 days, maybe 3 days. Yeah, it could come tonight, I don't know. Just to deliver that knockout, complete knockout. Iran threatens to attack American facilities and soldiers in the Middle East, but I think the United States can handle that very well.
Right.
And if Iran were to do that, Trump is promising them, and the United States military capability is 100 times greater than that of Israel, and this could really hit
Shift.
Iran very badly. And this is and so I think that there is a chance for US attacking.
This is where we leave it. Professor Eitan Gilboa, expert on US-Israel relations, senior research fellow at Jerusalem Institute for Strategy and Security. If I had to ask you the question, when if give me one of a few answers. Will the United States join the war? And if so, when? Is it today, tomorrow, the next day? Is it only next week? What do you think if you were a betting person? It's 6:47.